Welcome. Life is just perfect. It gave us nice rainy days. So you cannot run around or anything, you just have to stay put. It's perfect for meditation. I called this little retreat returning to the source. So returning means that you have gone astray. And that's why you are here, because you have gone away from yourself. Meditation means coming back. It's a 180 degree turn. Instead of going out, you come back to yourself. Everybody is lost on the outside because it's so many things, so many dreams, so many illusions, so many desires. And nobody's been taught about the inner being. So you look for fulfillment in the outside. Which never will fulfill you. Everything is temporary. So this is the worst thing that could happen. That more or less the whole planet have forgotten their own being. And not only that, but everybody is feeding it to rush more, to do more, to be more effective, to stress more. So never have humans been so lost as now. But the positive thing is that more and more people is realizing it because they see that the outside dreams doesn't bring you fulfillment. They don't bring you peace. They don't bring you happiness. Happiness you find only in yourself. You don't need to run anywhere to find peace. But what you need is to stop and allow yourself to relax and be present. And come back. That is what I mean with returning to the source. Is coming home. And now you have a great opportunity for this next week to just focus on yourself. To get to know yourself better on a deeper level. Become friends with your own heart, your own body, your own being. Allow yourself to forget the outside. So you become more centered in yourself, more steady in yourself, more rooted in your own being. So put your whole attention into yourself now. And the easier you make it, it's not difficult. Meditation is not difficult. Because it's your natural state of being, of just being present in the moment. Why people think it's difficult is because they've gone away from their natural self. So in a way you have to train yourself, you have to remember your own source. Where else could it be than in yourself, in your own being, in your own heart? And being rooted in yourself, everything becomes easier, clearer, whatever you do in the world. More balanced, more harmonious. Because everything falls into its right place. You can say that we have a lower self and a higher self, a real self and a false self. And in the world, what is the ordinary way is that we functioning from the false, from the little self, which is the ego, which is separation. And as long as we're functioning from the lower, from the false, how can you find the real? The false can never find the real. The only way to find the real is that one drops the false. And to drop the false, the unreal, first you have to recognize. You have to recognize what is false, what you are doing against yourself, against nature. Most people don't have this clarity, these eyes, this understanding that one can see what is false, what is unreal. So they never change. That's why it's so important that you have a glimpse and insight into yourself, outside the false. As soon as you have a glimpse of the real, then something gets stirred up. You are not identified anymore with the ego, with the mind, with the separate self. Something bigger, vaster, something that is connecting with the higher, with the heavens in such, start operating. You are half material and half spiritual, no? In fact, you are only spiritual in a material body. But thinking yourself only as the material body, you are forgetting the real you, the spiritual self. Then you become just a thing. Remembering your spiritual self, your heart, you become a beautiful human being. Forgetting that, you just become tricky, functioning from your lies, desires, which is suffering, which is confusion, because you are going against your own true nature. And this is never thought or talked about. But it goes beyond any belief or religion, because it's this true religion. So anyone who hears it will recognize it. That is how truth is. It's not many truths. The truth is true. Lies are many. Opinions are many. Egos are many. But reality is one. Welcome to Satsang. There is a part called Taoism, which is not a religion, it's not a belief, it's a way of living and coming back to live in harmony with existence, with the world. That means you. You are the world. So you can only be a Taoist if you live in harmony. If you are in balance. I will read you a saying from Lao Tzu. This is maybe 2,500 years ago, but time has nothing to do with the truth. It's timeless, it's internal. And that's why meditation is so important, because if meditation happens to you, then you get the glimpse of the eternal. He says, empty yourself of everything. Let the mind rest in peace. The 10,000 things rise and fall, while the self watches their return. They grow and flourish, and then return to the source. Returning to the source is stillness, is peace, which is the way of nature. The way of nature is unchanging. Knowing this is insight. Not knowing it leads to disaster, suffering, fear. Realizing the eternal, the mind open. And with an open mind, you will be open-hearted. Being open-hearted, you will act and live royally. Being royal, you will attain the divine self. Being divine, you will be at one with the Tao. By being one with the heaven, we become one with the Tao. Being one with Tao, we are no longer concerned about losing or gaining, even losing our life, because we know that the Tao is eternal. And we are one with it. That is freedom. That is peace. But it's not an intellectual understanding. It is a deep realization. So this is how it goes, emptying yourself of everything. Emptying yourself of everything means emptying your mind, to become empty. Because of the mind, you think you know. Then there is no space left for openness. So, the less thoughts, the more open you are. No thoughts, totally open, spacious, conscious. Empty yourself of everything. Let the mind rest in peace, in the heart. So the first step is to allow the energy from the head into the heart. You can imagine in those days when they said how simple life was. No commercial, no internet, no phones, no cars, no electricity. And still people forgot. Still allowed to a mystic, a sage, a guru had to come and remind them. What to say about now? How lost people are. Let the mind rest in peace in the heart. The first thing is get out of your head and come back to the heart. Start feeling. Only then you become truly human being. You start sharing, feeling, compassion, understanding. In the mind, people are only thinking about themselves. The heart feels. You start getting in tune. Start getting in tune with yourself and start getting in tune with others. know many times, if you are really rooted in your heart, you don't need to say anything. The other doesn't need to say anything to you because you already feel. You feel the person where they are. The heart has no arguments. Only the mind, the ego, has arguments. Because it's separate. The 10,000 things rise and fall, while the self watches their return. So many things rise and fall. Everything is moving. And for the one who is not aware, it seems like a lot is happening. But one who is conscious, who is rooted in themselves, rooted in stillness, see, there's something deeper than everything that changes is still. It's constant. Otherwise, everything comes and it goes. Everything gets born and it dies. Forgetting that which is constant, you get lost in appearances, in things that rise and fall. Just watch everything grow and flourish and then returns to the source. That is why Tao called the way of harmony, the way of existence, the way of nature. They saw this by studying nature, that everything is functioning in a cycle. In this world, everything's function in a circle. You have winter, then you have spring. Everything comes to life. Then summer, then fall. Nature is dying again. Leaves are falling. Then again, winter, frozen, dead. So is it with everything, all animals, all humans. You go in a circle. So, stepping back and seeing a bigger picture of life, you get a big vision. You're not lost in the little. You see the whole cycle. With that seeing, with that understanding, comes peace. Ah, this is how it is. If one doesn't understand, then there cannot be any peace. Seeing things as they are and accepting them, surrendering to what is, that gives peace. No, no, it's no more fighting. Things are like they are. You fall in tune with the whole instead of trying to create something by yourself. Why can't we just relax? Life has already been given to you. Go with life instead of trying to run it, to direct it. Everything is happening beautiful if you just allow it, if you just get in tune with your own life force, everything is happening beautifully. Returning to the source is stillness, supreme peace, which is the way of nature. that's why all the meditators, the yogis, the Taoists, the Zen people, the Sufis, they've all been studying nature, no? Because nature is like it always has been and always will be. So learning the ways of nature, you learn about your own nature. The problem with humans is that they have a mind on their own. That mind can get lost. So you are not any longer in tune with the natural world. You're trying to direct. You're trying to win, to gain from the earth. Look now how we have destroyed Mother Earth. Just to gain money, to gain land, polluting it, destroying it, not caring what we are doing, not caring about the next generations. This is greed, this is ego, this is the lower self. That is suffering, that is pain. If people function from their own heart, from their own being, from their higher self, you have to be in tune. There's no way around it. If you get in tune, in balance yourself, you will be in balance with the whole existence, because you are part of existence. It's nothing to change out there. Change yourself and everything falls into place. Returning to the source is stillness, which is the way of nature. The way of nature is unchanging. Knowing this is insight, enlightenment. Not knowing this leads to disaster, suffering, fear. So remember, if you are in fear, in confusion, in suffering, it just means that you are not in tune with existence, with life. You are gone astray. Make effort to come back, to have a harmonious life, to be in tune, to be in harmony. Knowing the eternal, the mind is open. The mind has to totally open to know the eternal, because it's so much vaster than the mind. And with an open mind, you will be open-hearted. First open mind, then open heart. Then start living from that open heart, like a heartful person. Being open-hearted, you will act royally. What they mean by royally is that you have found your own inner kingdom, the kingdom of God. In yoga, in India, they have one yoga called Raja Yoga. It means the yoga of the kings, of the queens. This is the same. It means you have to focus on your higher, on the good qualities. You have to purify yourself, like you're burning the gold. You have to burn it at a certain degree, then all the impurities goes away. The same thing, you have to go through a fire, a purification, so all your impurities falls away. Raising your energy, your consciousness, your vibration. Then you live like a king, like a queen. You are your own master. being royal, you will attain the divine. Then it doesn't matter how much you have in this world, you will feel like a queen, like a king. That is how an enlightened person is. Look at Ramana Maharshi. He was just sitting in his little loincloth his whole life. But he was like a king. He didn't have anything. It has nothing to do with the outside. You have purified yourself. You're becoming royal. You're becoming holy. You're becoming natural. Becoming royal, you will attain the divine. Being divine, you will be at one with the Tao. No, they go together. Being at one with existence, with Tao, means surrendering to the whole. Living in harmony with the heavens, you live in the Tao. Living in your higher self, you become in harmony with the whole. Being in harmony with the whole, we are no longer concerned about losing or gaining. Even losing our life, because we know the Tao existence is eternal and we are one with it. No, there is no more fear, because you know it. That is called returning to the source. No, it doesn't matter how you live your life, what you do, you're functioning from your center, from your essence, from your higher self. This is not in your private ideas or dreams of how you should be or how other people should be. Everything has fallen into place. There is peace. Because you are in tune with the whole. No more conflict. No more tension. Then you realize that this very world, this whole planet is paradise. Everything is here. Because you have come back to your own reality. Your own paradise. The Garden of Eden is in you. Not something that happens after that. Find it now, like Kabir said, you will find it then. If you don't find it now, you won't find it then. Don't try to fool yourself. Living in harmony with the whole, you are happy. You might be cold, but you are happy. But the good thing here, nobody is cold. That's what we realized. There is no need for heating in the floor because you are so hot. Isn't it? Anybody called her? Oh, except Savinia. The Zen people say to tame a lion is difficult, but to tame your own mind is much more difficult. So be patient with yourself. Know when you are here, you have great support not to do anything else than just being present, to nurture your heart, your meditation, your presence. You can be at a loss because you are used to doing. You are not used to non-doing. And meditation is all about non-doing, about relaxing. becoming conscious. Like now, become conscious how you sit. Are you comfortable? Could you be more comfortable? So your body can relax. You have to help yourself. Many times we are not aware that tensions are there, even in the physical body. We are so used to it. So take notice. If you can relax your body more. If it can soften. If your breath can go deeper. Let your hearing be very alive, so you are aware of the river, of the drops on the roof. Of your own breathing, your own heartbeat. Allow yourself more and more to be here, now. Feel that this week is a gift to yourself. To become more conscious, more relaxed, more present. Don't get involved in anything unnecessary. Keep it very simple. Here you have the food when there is food, the meditation, your bed, everything is provided. You don't need to do anything to disturb it. Just focus on being present. Also, whenever you feel, you can go and sit here. Start feeling yourself more in silence, in sensitivity, in love. The more you come back to yourself, to your heart, to your being, the more you will feel like the whole nature around you will kiss you, will embrace you, will love you. You're becoming one, natural. And remember, it's not the doing. Just allow that inner harmony to happen, that inner balance, that you sink deeper into yourself.
Touch the sky.